Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear. Good evening, listeners. I hope everyone enjoyed their day. I'm a little late tonight with the update, later than I would have liked, but I'm going to go ahead and get this information out there. A lot happened. Oh my goodness, a lot happened today. To the point I've been doing my information scaling in increments because it's so much all at one time. So I'm going to breeze through this evening's post and get back to digging around and finding out all that's happened. Today, I'm going to start with the most recent news for you and then backtrack to what happened up all the way to this morning that I have. We have Saudi Arabia closing all schools and universities until further notice due to the coronavirus. You can get updates on the numbers of cases and deaths and not just here in the U.S., but around the world via BNO News. And you can find that on Twitter. And I'm sure put it in the search engine on Google. They've been pretty straightforward with numbers and they update constantly. We have a price war going on. It's kind of like the U.S. sales sector plus coronavirus is all attacking the world system right now. As you know or don't know, oil prices crashed more than 20% after Saudi Arabia shocked the market with a price war. And then we also have a declining demand due to coronavirus. So it's like a double-edged sword. Bitcoin also crashed and they lost $21 billion. Wow. Oil is down 31.5%. And that is via the Financial Times, and that is for the day. The question is, what's the biggest drop in oil prices for a day? And it is rare for demand collapse to also coincide with a supply surge. So we have Saudi Arabia and Russia doing some craziness right now. Go ahead and look into that. We have the situation is kind of like something they haven't seen since the 30s. So that's a little worrisome to anyone who's in the stock market. Definitely watch out. It reminds me of what happened before the Depression, but we'll see how that goes. We have four new corona positive cases for the coronavirus in Georgia. I know for a fact it's in Fulton, Cherokee, and Cobb counties. It's one more county. I didn't write that down and I cannot think of it right now. I will come back to you again with those for sure. All these patients, all four, are currently hospitalized and the point of contact for the virus, it's unknown where they got it from. So we'll be paying attention to Georgia. Wow. The State Department advised Americans to not get on cruise ships. It's important to note that there are probably thousands of cruise ships, at least 100 at least, that are currently at sea. Interesting to see how that happened, how that happens to turn out. Also, if you get a chance and look online, there's so many cruise ship deals. It's almost like I want to take it. If you weren't aware of what's going on, you probably would end up signing up. It's like a 2-for-1 deal, free open bar, free specialty dining, free Wi-Fi, free kids, $200 to spend at your discretion. And this is work for all staterooms, and it's $299 to sign up for you and somebody else. That is bananas. I've never seen it before. And I would listen if I were you to the State Department's advisory to not get on a cruise ship and get quarantined with those people. We talked about this. So let's go back. 8 states in the U.S. have declared a state of emergency. People are being told to work from home. The Dow Jones, when I looked earlier, was down 900 points, and they were down even more. They hit a 5%. I believe it was the S&P and NASDAQ. So they just stopped trading at some point tonight. We have 2 more elderly people that passed away at the Life Care Center in Washington State, the epicenter in Washington State for the coronavirus outbreak. 16 people in total in that area have passed away. They currently have 102 confirmed cases, and they are expecting that to increase. We have Las Vegas school closings, person-to-person transmission in Arizona. There's currently testing 7 people now. They do have a positive case for a child in Sacramento, California. School districts are closed. Also, we have some major news here in Texas. Remember last night when I did an update and I told you that the APEC and CPEC conferences in DC had persons that have come up as what they're calling presumptive positive cases of the coronavirus. And I'm sure it's more than those people that had to go to the hospital at this moment. But Senator Ted Cruz and it's several other senators. As of now, I paused the information I was getting so that I can come and do this update real quick, because it's like 3 pages that I have for you all tonight. But Senator Ted Cruz, he is self-quarantining after contact with a COVID-19 infected person at the CPEC conference in D.C. His quote was, "I'm not experiencing any symptoms and I feel fine and healthy." Given that the interaction was 10 days ago, that the average incubation period is 5 to 6 days, that the interaction was for less than a minute, and that I have no current symptoms, the medical authorities have advised me that the odds of transmission from the other individual to me were extremely low. And to that quote, I would say to Senator Cruz, I think you need to go and read up a little more. There are actually many studies that say the incubation period can be as long as 27 days. So I don't know where people are getting all these numbers from, but I've been following this coronavirus since it started, actually in December. And they said, Chinese scientists, etc., were saying that the incubation period, they were finding it to be up to 27 days. And I don't understand why they're making things so haphazard and taking things so lightly to make people feel good. I don't think that this is a situation where people need to feel good. They need to feel prepared. And unless you want people to panic when it's found that it's not a 5 to 6 day incubation, it's longer than that, what are you gonna do? You have, these people have a responsibility to uphold not just the law and not just the Constitution, but the idea that they're responsible for we the people who have elected them and pay them nicely. I just don't understand. So in other news, when I get off of that point, we have the Portuguese president under quarantine. There also is 1,000 passengers from a cruise ship in San Francisco to quarantine at 2 different military bases. If I'm not mistaken, they are going to fly the people out that are not from the U.S. to their home, and they'll be quarantined there. There was a gentleman, a Canadian citizen, that said that, hell yeah, he wants to go. He cannot wait to get back home. He would rather be home than here in the U.S. And I did not take that personally. I understand what he means. His health care is free there, and we're being made to pay for testing, just as you know. In other news, the New York Times had some information that funerals and cultural events are banned. People will have to keep a distance of 1 meter from each other. people with infection are being barred from leaving their homes. And this is in Italy, before anyone, I'm sorry, I've read a little bit backwards. I'm going to slow down a little bit. But in Italy, via the New York Times, funerals and cultural events are banned. People have to keep a distance of 1 meter from each other. People who are infected are banned from leaving their homes. The article didn't say anything about people having to be confined to inside if they're not sick, but they cannot leave the city that they're in, which I wonder if that's just a fluid moment to see if they get more, if they can't get it under control, it will become a sterner quarantine. I did hear a little birdie saying that the Regal Princess is being held off the coast of Florida. There are possibly some positive infected cases there, and I'll be keeping an eye out for more information of that. We have the Repubblica, well, from La Repubblica, it's a news. God, why can't I talk today? What a brain fart that was. Please forgive me, everyone. La Repubblica has an article out for Italy. As of today, there were about 6,387 sick people. There have been 366 more deaths per BNO, and this was around 3 p.m. that I checked this. They had 1,492 new cases, 133 more deaths, and total 7,375 total cases of positive coronavirus. 622 people have since what they say recovered, and I think that I'm going to go ahead and make sure I reiterate that possibly they've recovered from the symptoms. There's no cure for this, so I don't know if they're not telling people it still remains in your body, even if the symptoms aren't there or not. I'm not trying to present myself as a scientist, but I would think that that scientific fact is important. Lombardy, 267 of the 366 cases that particular state in Italy had have passed away. They are currently under a lockdown. There are 650 people currently in intensive care in Lombardy, and that is 291 more than yesterday. Why hasn't WHO declared a pandemic? And that question is being thrown around a lot more than I have seen in a minute. We have 3,557 people that are hospitalized. And there are 2,180 people in home isolation. That is currently going on in Italy. We do know that Israel has closed their border to Egypt. Are they catching the mild symptoms? Or are they focused on more serious symptomatic people? And that is a question being posed across the border, across the nation here, across the world, because the numbers really are not adding up to the quarantine levels that are being taken. We do know that there are 60.48 million people in Italy, so this is a really major situation that is occurring. We do know that the region of Lombardy alone has 113 more dead than yesterday. Their army chief of staff also tested positive, in that his name is General Salvatore Farina. He is currently quarantined, is being replaced. It's some speculation that Italian numbers are proving China has been lying about their numbers. There was a revolt at the Modena prison in Italy. 100 detainees who are afraid of the contagion started climbing the walls, and it broke out into a violent revolt. The prisoners are afraid because there is a lack of protective gear from the virus provided to them there inside of the prison. Backing up again, a Connecticut resident is the first presumptive positive case most likely infected during a trip to California. Major news. Via Governor Ned Lamont of Connecticut. You can check out his page on Twitter if you're interested, and it's at GovNedLamont. He said that the person sought medical care upon returning to Connecticut. He or she is not related to the current patient at Danbury Hospital, nor the employee, the Danbury Hospital employee. He or she is not related to them, nor is the physician that is infected at BBT Hospital. Those people who are traced as having contact with this new patient will be instructed to stay home and isolate. And by contact, they mean face to face. Please forgive me for stuttering a little bit. I guess I've been watching so much what's going on. I'm tired, but I just had to get this out there. I want to make sure no one misses any information this evening. Per the Dakota Times and, well, rewind, I have to go back to something. I looked at a page because I forgot that I told you all I was going backwards for you so that you could have the most recent information. I just saw that I wrote the earlier cases from today when I first started this, my little note taking while I was looking at what's going on. The cases were at 107,913 cases. And I started doing this particular section around 11 a.m. And when tonight, when I came on, we're already at 109,967 cases. Last night, we were at 105,725 cases. I am shocked at the exponential growth of these numbers. Panic, no, but definitely, if you look at the numbers, to go from 107 to 109 is a huge amount of people. And I don't think that they're telling us everything. It's really wild out here in these streets in 2020, okay? So we know that the Pope did his prayer from a streaming device this morning, and he also like briefly went to the window and waved. I really didn't expect anything less, because I mean, you can't have the leader of the Vatican, you know, the Pope, not show his face and continue speculation. That would continue panic, and the people would, you know, people gotta have their faith, I guess. But he did not look well. He didn't look awful or ashen, but he didn't look well. There have been Hong Kong protests, crowd gatherings. They are being told that it is very irresponsible to have such things occurring. Via Twitter earlier, Dr. Eric Ding, and it's E-R-I-C-D-I-N-G, of Evergreen Health, and you can find that this information at evergreenhealth.com. As of March 3rd, 2020, Evergreen Health will be doing new screening protocols. They have stopped performing nasopharyngeal testing in outpatient clinics, including all 5 urgent care locations. Because the CDC has determined COVID-19 is now endemic, meaning that the virus is now considered to be regularly found in our region amongst our population, there is increased risk of transmission when performing any nasopharyngeal testing. in Virginia, they had another case, their first case, excuse me. Well, I'm not sure if it was their first or second. I can't remember if it was North Virginia or South Virginia that had a case earlier this week. So the way that I wrote this down is Virginia COVID-19 case. I'm going to read it like that. It's a presumptive positive case. Important evolving situation is what they described it. The name of the patient and their family are being kept confidential. They do have sophisticated plans in place to deal with epidemic. Public confidence, no panic, good hygiene are the number one things people need to adhere to. They will continue to update information. You can find information about Virginia from the fairfaxcounty.gov channel CDC page. There were some questions asked via the Washington Post. The question was, did two individuals interact with other individuals, school-aged children, elderly, before or after their symptoms? That they know of, there was no exposure to school-aged children, but they are limited in that. It is an ongoing investigation. Where the limited exposure occurred, they tried to make stress the word limited exposure. I'm not sure why they did it that way, but I'm sure some more information will come out soon enough. They will be providing guidance to the people affected of the exposure and that have been threatened. They would not say where the hospital the patient is located, but they did say they are in stable condition and not in intensive care. Someone brought up a question about a Nile River cruise, another cruise ship currently that is on the water with a lot of sick people. They are saying that this guy or this woman or man, they didn't say if it was a he or she, that they were on this cruise. Was there a different Nile River cruise that this person was on that is separate from another case of a Nile River situation? They don't know a lot of the details on the cruise ship. Will this event shut down school closures? Cause school closures. They were responding and saying limited exposure happened overseas. There was not a substantial risk to the community, and it's not being recommended that they close the school. I'm wondering how that turned out. There is a Marine that is a patient. He is getting care currently. He presented symptoms on 2/14. He returned to the U.S. from Quantico. He's not currently in Fort Bellator. I guess that's in Virginia where they are. But when he returned on the 17th to the U.S., they found he had travel-associated COVID-19 infection. The question was asked, did he return home before he had symptoms, after, you know? And they said they cannot comment on his care and the Department of Defense. He's a Department of the Defense individual, and they are supporting the agency regarding any information about him. They don't know the exact date he returned, which is weird because they said that he returned on the 17th in the same statement. I don't know if anyone else caught that. I did, because I was writing it down as it was going, and I just was like, oh, okay, cover up. There are no info on his contacts with any elderly or school children. The investigation is ongoing. That's worrisome, but hey. David Meyer, the Fairfax, Virginia mayor, said all risks to the general public are low. Info being updated daily. So in Fairfax, Virginia, this is what's popping off there. As far as test kits, how much does Virginia have? They said they have two test kits in-house. They ordered some more. They're en route for next week. They can test up to 150 to 200 patients with those kits. But the kit specimen types submitted are a little different. They may need more than one for patients. Yeah. The name of the cruise for the River Nile, they don't have any more information. They are protecting patient confidentiality. It is a fluid situation, maybe also tied to two Maryland cases. And the guy, well, at the end, they finally did say that it was a gentleman, but they're limiting information of the patient. But it was so weird and confusing because they didn't delve into any other cases they have, but it was alluded to by the reporters that there are more than one, and they wouldn't give this information about who was sick at the beginning of this press conference. But then at the end, they said the Fairfax City resident is a male and there's limited info on the patient. So I'm so confused with that, but you may be as well. As far as any airports go, I'm jumping off of this because you see how you catch things when you write it down? Airports, they are being told to isolate and self-quarantine any returning citizens. The CDC is issuing updates on website regarding travelers returning from affected communities. They also reiterated, wash your hands to avoid infection. Stay tuned. They're going to have more accurate information. Follow the DDH, CDC. Cover your cough. Stay home if you're sick. People want to know, are they going to consider online education? Parents are worrying about this Marine that is infected and now the person from the cruise. So the Marine, you know what, girl, if your child has symptoms, they said, or is ill, keep them home, wash your hands again with the hand washing. Pause. Look, if it's an aerosol and it's in the air, what the hell does washing your hands have to do with keeping an aerosol out of your nose being breathed in? But that's my question. Somebody can answer that for me. The mayor said there's no reason to close schools, but they are leaving that up to the Fairfax County superintendent to decide. They're closely monitoring the situation. You can check FCPS and sign up to get emails and alerts for constant updates. Y'all hear me turning my pages? I told you it was a lot. I'm almost done for the evening. With this, I'm just going to come in with some more commentary. These numbers are ostentatious. I expect them to grow some more, as does the U.S. Attorney General. And he had something interesting to say, but then he started to go off, teeter with it, and I kind of just paused. But his name is Dr. Jerome Adams. You can look him up on CNN and find out some more from him, because he did say, out of everything that was stated, that the numbers are expected to rise because the U.S. has over 550 cases as of this evening, and 21 people have passed away so far, and they are expecting that to rise. We have a lot going on with the situation with two-thirds of Congress being at the CPAC and APAC conferences. I know that after Senator Ted Cruz came out and said he's going to be self-quarantining and saying that he had no symptoms right now, you know, some other senators have come out and said that they are also self-quarantining. So be prepared to see a lot more of this. And I don't expect that it's going to be well for the stock market situation going on, nor Bitcoin. If you are invested in Bitcoin, I would suggest you go and watch your market and probably find out how you cannot lose all whatever your investment is. I'm not familiar with it as much probably as I could be, but I do know that a lot of people around my age and younger aren't invested heavily with the Bitcoin, and I would hate to see everyone lose so much quickly. They are saying that people are cashing out. I know that the oil market situation and the price war happening is going to be making it for a very, very interesting next few days. And watch out for that worm moon that's going to be out and about for the next 3 days, starting this evening, Monday and Tuesday. and I think Wednesday. Either way, it's going to be interesting. I'll let you all know some more world events. I'm going to get some rest because I had way too many stutter sessions tonight. I've been at it. I am going to keep coming to you all with as much knowledge, truth, and information as is possible. And I want us to be able to prepare and not panic. And again, if you want to become a subscriber to my channel, or you want to see me level up and do some great things with this podcast and then some, feel free to go to the link and you can see ways to give and donate. It is greatly appreciated. If you want me to promote a product for you or a business, please let me know, and I would be very pleased to do so for you. And I hope you have a beautiful evening, everyone. Stay vigilant, stay up, look up. And again, this is Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear.